Okay, are you gonna stay in the kitty cave, or are you gonna get on top of the banky here like a normal kitty? What's going on here? Well, I'll tell you. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Pippa saw me grabbing all the gear and walking into this room, and so she had to come in here. Oh, we don't want to do kitty stuff now? Okay, well, she just took off. So, yeah, she followed me in here, and she had to stand here, and I had to get down on the floor and start getting ready to do kitty business and get the blankie pulled up over my legs and all that business. And then she takes off. Okay. Whatever. If that's what needs to happen, that's what needs to happen. Oh. My name is Tobe. Did I mention this already? I'm the chairman of this very dubious goals committee. Oh, and I'm sitting here drinking tea. It's a fresh cup. It's pretty hot. Oh, that's good though. Oh, yeah. Hot. Okay, I'm going to put that aside for a second. And, as I look up at the TV, I can't help but notice that there is a rugby game on. Ireland versus Italy. And we're only 5 minutes in. This score is tied 0-0. La la la. Okay, that's lovely. And while, look at this. While we're sitting here, we better check to see what's on TV today. Looks like there's some women's lacrosse on. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, is it your Lady Terps? Yes, it is. Lady Terps, they just scored. Who are they playing? A light blue team. That could be just about anybody. Ooh, good goal, too. Nice. Good snake job. Oh, yeah, and it's women's lacrosse. So she gets to throw down her stick so that the referee can pick it up. Do this weird thing where they put the ball in the basket and it doesn't make any sense. And the light blue team is North Carolina. Well, that was the first goal of the game. This game just started. North Carolina is ranked 3. Maryland is ranked 2. This could be a good game. Strangely enough, I don't really have time to watch it right now because I'm doing Dubious Goals Committee. So we'll scroll ahead in the schedule and see if this comes on again later tonight. No, it doesn't. I'm sort of shocked. I'm shocked, I tell you. I'm triggered. Okay, well, that's cool too. I'll just have to come back and see what they're doing later. Well, let me think. If this just started... Oh, yeah. This will still be going on once I'm done with the show. So, that's cool. I can come back to it and see what's going on. Oh, I do like lacrosse. It is a cool sport. And I've talked about it before, but I think I like women's lacrosse a little bit better than men's lacrosse. Well, with men's lacrosse, you know, it's full contact. Women's lacrosse, there's no contact allowed, and so you just end up, there's slightly different strategies. Because, you know, you can't just go barging in to take your shot. There's some passing involved and it's a little bit trickier. I kind of like it. It reminds me more of football or hockey. All right. Well, I guess there's no getting around it. I know what everybody's waiting for. The same thing that I've been waiting for. Good tea. It is time to play with my new Gundam. If you missed yesterday's show, you might want to go back and listen to it. But I'll give you a short synopsis. I bought my first Gundam. Yes, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wow, Tobe, which one did you get? That's what you're supposed to be thinking anyway. I got... Charizaku 2. If you're familiar with the Gundam canon. It's one of my favorite suits, and so I had to buy it. But it's not regular. It's a tiny, teeny, tiny gachapon size Gundam. It's like 2 inches tall, or about 5 centimeters tall. And although, I've got the box right here. Does it say anything about scale? Oh man, they got some tiny print on here. Teeny tiny. This is just warnings. You know, do not give to children because it's small parts, blah, blah, blah. What does this other bit say? Something about 1,000 yen. Well, I did not pay 1,000 yen for it, so I'm pretty happy about that. I only paid $7.35 for it. Okay, what's on this side of the box? I'm looking for anything that would indicate scale. Lots of stuff I can see, but nothing scale-wise. Okay. Like I said, although the scale is not mentioned, although we could figure it out, because it says that it's 17.5 meters tall. And now it's only 5 centimeters tall. So we could do the math if we wanted. I'm not going to do the math. At least not right now. If you want to tell me what scale that is, that would be great. But I'm trying to think. A 1/44th scale Gundam is about this big. He gestures with his fingers. So if it was half the size, it's less than half the size. If it was half the size, it would be around 1/285th scale or 1/300th scale. But it's still a little bit smaller than that. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get out a calculator. Maybe I'll actually have to do the math. And maybe I'll actually have to, you know, figure out what scale it is. But right now, we're not going to do that. The big thing we're going to do right now is to take the little Gundam up into my war room, where I have some 1/300th scale buildings, and we can play with the Gundam amongst the buildings and see how it looks, and maybe we'll take some pictures. So let's gather up all the equipment here. Uh-oh, and here's Pippa at the top of the stairs. Hi, baby. Hi, yes, you're a good baby. And we're going to go into the war room. It's not a room that Pippa like gets to go into very often. In fact, I haven't been in there in a while. So let's keep heading up the stairs here. We got 2 doors on the right, 2 doors on the left. The war room is the second door on the left. Oh, I open it up. Close the door behind me. The cat's like, "What? What the hell's going on?" The cat came running up. Oh my goodness gracious, here we are. Here we are in the legendary war room. And there's a little dust on my river here. It's very bright in here. It's got 2 windows facing the sun. The lights aren't even on. And here I am in front of my 1/300th scale or 1/285th scale table. It's not in any particular configuration because I haven't used this one in a little while. The last time I used this, I was messing around with my old Godzilla lighter, which is about 2 inches tall. So I have this little Godzilla. It's not very realistic. But I've got this little Godzilla dude, and he's sitting over here on the... I have this little factory. This table is made from... I don't know what this is. What is bed board with 3 layers of extruded polystyrene foam on top of it that are contoured and then painted, and there's a poured epoxy river. What's that? I don't remember that being there. That goes through the middle diagonally. And I have all these little buildings. There are approximately Well, there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, plus. Yeah, I can't count today. 16, 16, 19, 20, 22, 25, 28, 30. There's approximately 38 to 40 buildings on this board, and they're all made out of wooden blocks, little wooden blocks, you know, a couple centimeters on a side, a couple centimeters tall, depending on how tall they're supposed to be. And these wooden blocks have pieces of paper with windows and doors printed on them, glued to the side. And so here I am trying to set up my Gundam, and he's falling over. Is it because the gun is too heavy? He's holding his gun. Now he fell over backwards. Yes, he cannot stand up because his gun is too heavy and it's making him fall forward. What if I put him on the side of the hill? Oh yeah, there you go. Now he's standing up and he's taller than all the buildings, which the tallest building I have is 3 stories. I guess not including that tower over there. But yeah, he's taller than every building, which shouldn't be right. Well, let me think. He's supposed to be 17 and a half meters tall, right? And so an old European building would be 3 stories tall would be how many meters? Well, that door right there is 2 meters. Each story is probably around 3 meters. So that would be 3, 6, 9, plus a little bit there. That would be 10 meters. Oh, actually, it's not too bad. It is not actually too bad. It is off, but it's not off by a god-awful amount, which annoys me. He looks pretty cool. And look at this. He's taller than these trees over here. And oh, is he taller than Godzilla? He's pointing his gun right at Godzilla. No, no, Gojira, run away. Oh, no. Oh, and one thing I should also tell you that I discovered last night when I was putting the gun in his hand, in my Gundam's hand. Can't have Gundam without guns, nah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I discovered another point of articulation on this guy. Both of his wrists rotate, which is kind of cool. Apparently this robot, well, it's not a robot, it's a mobile suit, is right-handed, which would indicate that Char is right-handed. But this model, his left hand is a fist, and his right hand is a loose fist with a gap between the fingers and the hand so you can put the gun in his hand and make him look cool. All right, so what are we doing here? I did bring the camera up. I don't have any good shots to make here, though, because everything in the background is the stupid wallpaper in this room, which is absolutely horrendous. But there's nothing we can do about it. There's a little downtown area on this little board. And these buildings over here, they look like downtown buildings. There's like country buildings and there's downtown buildings. And all my buildings are sort of Pragian. They kind of look like Prague or maybe someplace in Spain. And then all these downtown buildings have a very different kind of vibe. Wait, what's in here? Oh, there's all my tanks and my other giant robot. Maybe we should get this guy out. Yeah. That's another thing I should bring up. A number of years ago, this is like a while ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I was over at the hobby store just digging around in their discount boxes. they have these boxes where they just sort of take all of their stuff that they want to sell on clearance, and they throw it all in the box. And I was digging through some of these boxes, and I found a lead figure of a BattleTech robot for playing the BattleTech game. And it was super cheap. You know, these things are usually about $20. I got it for $3 or $4. And I painted it up. And I didn't realize I was this good at painting. That's a pretty good paint job. That's the other thing. I'm sort of tempted to paint this Zaku, but I don't know. And anywho, I got this other giant robot. And he is 1/300th scale. But he's a lot thinner. The proportions on the Zaku are sort of thick and stubby, whereas this other robot is thin. But they're approximately the same size. This other robot doesn't have hands, it just has cannons at the end of its arms. Dun, dun, dun. So these guys could fight, but the problem on this, the level of detail bothers me. There's more detail in this lead figure, just due to my painting and stuff, than there is on the Zaku. The Zaku is very clean. And I should probably weather it. I've been thinking about painting this guy. When I say painting, I'm not gonna change its color scheme or anything like that. I'm not gonna paint it a different color. When I say painting, I mean I'm gonna weather it. I want to fill in the panel lines. I want to do these types of things to it. I'm gonna take this other robot off here. What's on the bottom of the base? It says something that I cannot read. It does not matter. Here's all my other little tanks. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Look at that. There's 45 little tanks in there. Yeah, I got 45 World War II era tanks. Because I use this board to play my tank games. Pew, pew, pew. Tanks driving around, shooting stuff. Okay. So what I want to do here is I want to get a good photograph. So I'm going to put our Zaku behind. Hey, here's an idea. We're going to put him in the town. We're going to put him behind, you know, the downtown area. Oh, hush, Peppa. And can he rest his gun? Yeah, he can rest his gun on top of this building and use it as a use it as a support. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so he's standing behind some buildings. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, what's this white stuff on here? Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm trying to turn my camera on and it says set time and date. No. The hell's wrong with my camera? Okay, apparently it's not going to let me do jack. Okay, now we're good. I'm going to try to get some pictures of this guy. Yeah, he looks pretty cool. Now, I'm going to take the flash off here, and I wonder if this will be any good. Because the light in here is decent. The question is it decent enough? That shot might have been kind of okay. Interesting. Well, we're going to take some more pictures here. Try another one without the flash on here. These are, of course, macro pictures. And hopefully they'll look kind of cool. If everything turns out, you might be seeing them pop up. Now, what about this factory? Can we have this guy standing amongst the factory? No, because he'll fall over. What if I put his hand up like this? Does that help? No, that makes it worse. Let's put his shield down, point the gun down a little bit. Where's my other shot here? Maybe we can stick him on the road here, downtown amongst the buildings. Yeah, that looks pretty cool. Maybe he needs to be pointing the gun this direction. Well, he can't really. He's sort of stuck in one position. Aren't you, Mr. Zaku? Yes, you are. Okay. Now he's behind. He's on the street. He's on the street in the downtown area. Goddamn camera turned itself off. I do hate that. Batteries must be getting low or something. And now that he's hiding behind these buildings, where am I going to put the camera? Right about here? I don't know if that's all that great, to tell you the truth. I don't know if these photos are any good. How jerky is my hand? I'm not using a flash, so blah, blah, blah. Can I hold the camera still? Probably not. I'm sort of on one corner here. I'm sort of... Well, if you're facing this part of the board, I'm in the lower right corner. Now, up in the upper left corner, we have a typical European sort of chateau. Think like, you know, where... Think Waterloo. What's the name of that farmhouse? Hugemont, Huguenot, Huge... Huygens... Die Fregenfreugens. And up on this other hill, there's this chateau up here where it's blah, blah. And there's also an aerodrome. Maybe we can put our Zaku behind the aerodrome. Oh, look, he looks pretty cool hiding in those bushes. So we'll see if it... Oh, damn it, come on. My camera just went off again. Get a picture of Zaku hiding behind the aerodrome with the chateau in the background here. I hope it's bright enough to get these photos in here. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. All right, so what are we going to do for another photograph here? I know. I'm going to take this little copse of trees that's in this corner. I'm going to move it over here. And that'll give that a good backdrop. And then we can take our Zaku. Maybe I should get some of his other weapons. Maybe I should get his axe. He doesn't have a beam saber. I'm going to have to make my own beam saber for this guy, I think. I think I've got some clear plastic swizzle sticks or something that I can use. So let's get a picture of Zaku in the forest here. I don't know if I can, if I'm holding my hand steady enough. Oy. Oh, I wonder if we should get a shot of him standing on the bridge going over the river. He won't balance, will he? No, that's not possible. Okay, so maybe... Rawr. Maybe we should get a picture of him shooting at Godzilla or something. I'm not going to bother to make any sort of special effects. I'm just going to set these guys up and hopefully get them in the same shot. And Zaku has no way to stand up right here, so I'm going to put this piece of little forest right here so he can get his feet. There we go. And we'll put Godzilla over here. All right, now the big question is, damn it, the camera went off again. Big question is, are they close enough to be in the same shot? Come on, camera, god damn it. This is why I hate cameras with this technology, meaning proprietary batteries, because... And now you gotta recharge the batteries and crap. Oh, that's not good. Godzilla's good side. But that's Zaku's good side. Normally, a good camera would have take regular batteries. And that way, when the batteries run low, you can just throw new batteries in and keep on shooting your photographs. But no, with these kind of batteries, you gotta stop everything you're doing, recharge the batteries, and then, you know, wait 6 hours for it to recharge. Comes Gojira. Oh no, these guys are fighting. It's a giant robot versus Godzilla. This is when I wish I had a beam saber for this guy.
because he would look cooler if he was holding a sword while trying to fight Godzilla. Wait, you can see the river in the background here. Taking lots of pictures, trying to get a good one. Maybe we need to put him in the city. Rawr, here comes Godzilla. Oh no, he's in the city. You better shoot him, dude. Oh, no, I'm kind of bored already. This is hurting my back. Tired of dealing with the camera. So all I can say is, this looks pretty good. This mobile suit looks pretty tasty amongst all these little 1/300 scale buildings. And this is when I wish I had something in the background, because in all these pictures, you can't see his eye because I can't get low enough. Because if I move the camera low enough, then we can see the horizon, and the horizon is that stupid wallpaper in this room. What do you want to look at? You want to see cool robots? Or do you want to see stupid wallpaper? Don't answer that. Taking a few more shots here. You can kind of see his eye in this shot. But then again, you can see the wallpaper in the background too, so. Don't know what to tell you. Just trying to get a couple cool shots. And of course, oh, wait, this might be cool. I get it shot from this angle, you can see the little downtown area in the background. Yeah. But you can also see the tanks, and the tanks look kind of darky and blah, blah, blah. They're not facing the right way. Na, 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 na. And I'm going to put his fist up like this. Ah. He's like, I'm going to get you, Rhea Murrow. I'll get revenge for my sister Layla. Blah, blah, blah. Because remember, this is the bad guy. Dun, dun, dun. Although, well, I'm not going to... No spoiler alerts. I'm not going to tell you. Oh, here's the worst part. I'm trying to get a shot now. The river's in the background. And you can see the reflection of the wallpaper in the river. Oh, the wallpaper patterns in the river. How stupid. Okay, that was a sort of a head-on shot there. I'm going to turn the camera off there. And now I'm all worn out. Yeah, I'm weird. I'm old. But I like drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, it's good. Wait, these trees are almost falling into the river. Gotta move that back. I'm gonna put this back over here. Move that over here. Okay, we're good. All right, well, I can't believe it. We finally did a show from the war room, although we didn't talk about anything that's going on in this room. Just playing with some toys that are on this board over here, including my brand new mini baby Gundam that I love so much. And now that I know that it's kind of in scale, maybe I'll go out and buy another one of these, make up some rules, and then make this into a game. And then I can have one giant robot fighting another giant robot, one mobile suit versus another mobile suit on my little town. But I gotta go. I'm out of time. Insert standard ending here, and bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.